to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is... Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. You want to call in, which I hope you do. It's 407-894-1680. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to
and
the
David
second
Hildebrand.
Hour.
David Hildebrand.
Howdy, howdy. How's it going, guys and girls?
And we're here behind the scenes. We have our producer today, Jarrell Robinson. Jarrell, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
And
I'm
his
here.
Assistant back
there. And you have an assistant today, David's wife, Brenda. Brenda, are you there?
You betcha. I'm
there you go.
At least he didn't call you Myrtle or anything.
No, not today. Yeah. And we have a caller on the line.
We do.
Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Robert, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Loyal listener.
Hey, Robert.
I don't hear him.
Hello, Sir Robert.
Robert.
They said, wait a minute. Hello?
Problems again with the line.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh,
there you are.
Robert. Seems to be a little
We had
delayed.
To hook up our coffee can. We can hear you now.
You can hear you, Robert, from Valley Forge, PA.
Okay, Michael, I have a question for you.
Go
Hopefully
ahead.
Some other users might have an answer. It's tax time. Every year I have to depend on friends to get me somewhere to get my taxes done, or they'll sit down with me and they'll do
I think we lost some
paperwork and they do it for me. Is it even possible that a blind person can do their taxes by themselves with TurboTax?
You wouldn't know, Michael, but
that
that's
I
a good
know.
Question.
But you know what? I will find out.
I have a feeling we'll probably get a call that will let us know right now.
Yeah.
I do believe, I think the TurboTax is accessible, though. It seemed like I remember hearing someone mention it at one time. If you have a computer with a screen reader, it is accessible. And there are a lot of other tax programs, too, depending on how complicated your taxes are.
The good key thing, is the forms. Like it's going to tell you on the TurboTax, put in the value that is in this box, number 13 or something. How one gets that information from the forms to put it in the...
I'm going to look that up, Robert, and see what I can find.
We will check on it. If anybody else can call in and let us know, Robert's question is...
It's a great question.
Listen to the question. Robert wants to know, can a blind person use any kind of form
software
to do his taxes without going working with a sighted person.
But here's the thing I have to tell you, Robert. I can tell you for a fact, you will need software, or at least need to know the numbers to plug into this tax software. In other words, if it has to do with how much money you made last year, you will need to know. You will have to at least get someone to read your W-2 or
the 9, depending on what
the form, so you'll know how much money you made. And some of that info, you could get from your employer or a lot of different places.
Or if he has a reader like my pal Ace,
right?
They can read it.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I would go for a person, because if you're filling out taxes, I'm not sure I want to.
Yeah.
Rely on the accuracy of some of those scanning programs. I mean, you could, of course, if there's no other way. But I think you, if nothing else, you certainly have to have the numbers to be able to plug into the software. So,
are you there, Robert?
Robert, you still there?
I don't know. Well, hopefully he heard David's answer. Okay.
Well, Robert, we'll work on it for you. So, hope somebody can call in and give Robert his answer.
Oh, I was just thinking about this gentleman, Kevin from Pittsburgh, another Pennsylvania person.
Kevin from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
How's your laryngitis, Kevin?
Hello, Michael, Lynn.
There you
David.
Are.
Hey there, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm still around.
All yeah, you right. feeling better?
Yeah, feeling better.
Good deal.
You got snow up there in Pittsburgh?
Oh, it's going away. We got about 8 inches the other day.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. So what's new, Kevin?
Oh, nothing new.
Nothing new?
Nope. So how's Michael's little pain going?
Now he's got another pain. I'm going to start calling him, you know, Calamity Jane, the actress in the early 1900s. Well, we're going to
right
call
now,
Michael
I have, on my back,
Michael.
I have heating. What do you call
it's
that?
It's like sticky pads.
It's got heat on my pads. I got basically in a couple spots on my back. So my back right now, because of these heating things, is great. It's feeling great right now.
Thank you for asking. That's
thank
very
you very
nice.
Much for asking. But I hate to even bring it up, because then you're going to think I'm, what's the word?
Calamity?
No,
a whiner.
Not a whiner.
Hey, I got one for you. Fetch.
Fetch. But no, what happened was, I got bit yesterday.
Well, we don't know if you got bit. Maybe.
Well, something, my arms start bothering me and then start itching. Lynn put on some medicine on it, and then all of a sudden from itching went to hurting it. And all last night, oh my God, it was hurting so much. I didn't want to wake her up because I don't know where the medicine was, the Tylenol or Advil. And I'm about to start opening bottles that I can't read.
Right.
So,
Kevin, what do you think?
Thanks for asking.
What do you think about the autonomous, the self-driving cars? Are you up for it when they're ready?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. No,
I don't think I'd like them.
Yeah.
I know when
right.
I was younger, sounds great, but, mm-hmm. it would just take more away from thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like calculators and mm-hmm. The new phones with the caller ID and all that stuff, the memory.
Right.
Just like you can't. No one remembers anyone's phone number anymore.
That's true.
What are you talking about? I didn't remember mine.
Yeah, I can't.
So with the autonomous cars, all you do is punch the coordinates in and. There you go. You don't have to worry about where you're turning or anything.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show. David's going to tell us a little bit about this woman that died at Lighthouse, and then he's going to play some music. So stay tuned, all righty?
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. Thanks. Take care, Kevin. All right, David.
That's Kevin from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Right.
A fine city, Pittsburgh. Brenda and I were up there a couple years ago. I love Pittsburgh. It's a neat place.
So what do you have, Dave?
Well, I do want to, in case people don't know already, and for those who do, sadly we lost a good friend here in Orlando last week, Yvonne Dellis, who was a longtime volunteer at Lighthouse. It goes back to 2005, right? Wow. After she graduated ILS class. Shortly thereafter, she joined the volunteers there at Lighthouse. And they call them officially volunteers, but really it's shortchanging them, because really the volunteers there at the Lighthouse School really are more like life coaches. Motivational people that have gone through it, that when someone comes to us and comes to Lighthouse and has lost their vision, a lot of times they're in pretty bad shape. They're pretty upset. And people like Yvonne, who have gone through the program, know what it takes and knows how difficult it can be at first, we're always there to help out. Quite often she could be a little tough on people, a little stubborn, because she wouldn't give up on them. And she was a very religious person. I know I quite often hear her singing You'll Never Walk Alone, which is
great song.
A beautiful song. And I'll tell you, it really, she did have a pretty singing voice. But for her, it really tells the story, because she was always reaching out. They have groups on the phone that she would call people just to check on students that might be having a difficult time. She'd have prayer groups where they'd get on the phone and pray for people. Just a wonderful lady, and did so much for the community. And even she had a lot of bad health problems over the years. But the real motivational thing with her is that she still put Lighthouse and coming in to volunteer and help as a huge priority. You could tell a lot of times she wasn't feeling well, didn't have the energy, but it didn't stop her at all. She was there because she knew how important the job was. So I really hope before too long Lighthouse quits calling them volunteers and finds a more appropriate terminology, because they do so much more than that.
I like the word that you use, coach. That's,
yeah, life coach or something like that. Might is a mentor. Mm-hmm. So it would be much more appropriate, because I think even the people who teach there will tell you that what our volunteers, the coaches, do is equally as important as learning the skills, the actual physical skills, being able to deal with our problems mentally and facing the world is just as important as learning those basic skills of cleaning and cooking and getting around. So Yvonne did so much for the people coming into the program there, and we will miss her dearly. She passed away last Saturday, and her funeral was yesterday. So I know some people that may not go to class there still may not realize this. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but she'll be in our hearts forever. That's for sure. And lots of funny memories too. She had a great sense of humor, and she always had a way of turning negative things around to be quite funny sometimes. So humor really can help us get through the tough times, and she was a good example of that.
And David, after we come back from the break, we have a lot of people living in the Central Florida area, but we also have people listening all over the country.
Oh yeah.
And perhaps you can remind people when we come back from the break that if they go to their nearest center for the visually impaired and blind, you know, that there are other coaches and at those facilities that could help people.
Absolutely.
Around the country. But Yvonne is just a perfect example of someone in our community. But if they need help, like Michael needed help when he lost his sight, that, you know,
there's people there that are they're trained, that have gone through it, that are ready to help you out show you that there's a great life ahead.
Right. Well, we're going to go to break now, so when we come back, we can talk more about that. Please call in. If you live in the Central Florida area and you knew Yvonne, we'd like to hear from you, and also everybody else around the country.
Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Right.
Going to break. See you on the other side of break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raised tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The number to call with any concerns, questions, statements, or just to say hi, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. I'm Dave. What's the official terminology co-host. You're giving me there?
Yeah. Michael walked out of the room.
That's right.
You're the co-host.
Co-host, I guess, for
and
today.
I guess
but
I'm a co-host too.
Michael's goofing off, and we got Lynn across the way. We're taking over. I think we're going to lock the door.
He said, "Bring it in, Dave."
There you go. So we'd love to hear from you all. If you want to talk about autonomous cars, if you want to give us some memories of Yvonne, which we would love to. To hear that would be fine too. Let's see. We're
going to do a trivia, and then you said you would play for us.
I will indeed.
So we're ready for the second trivia, Jarrell, please.
All right, bring it on, Jarrell. If you can.
That's not the song.
Oh yeah, this is my request.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah,
good song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that song. I hate to stop.
Oh, okay, then don't stop.
Okay, at least they gave you the title there, so
okay.
If you know who did this song, please call us, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680 is the number to call.
And what song are you going to play now?
And, oh yeah, what song am I going to play?
Know. Well, let's see.
Well, you know, I missed... last week would have been right after St. Paddy's Day, so maybe I'll do a song from the UK just for fun. I'm going to do a song for my dear wife, Brenda, there behind the screen. And this sounds like a love song, and it is, really. It's actually more of a song about being homesick, though, and it's about a place, it's about Scotland, or also known as Caledonia. So I want to do Caledonia for you. I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me. In this past few days, I have been afraid that I might drift away. I'm telling old stories, singing songs, makes me think about where I came from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. How they let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. Now if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia, it's been everything I have ever had. Some friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. And I guess the ladies left them crying. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. A cowboy heart sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. How they let me tell you they love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. Now if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Thinking my way is clear, and I know where I will be tomorrow. As the hands are shaking and the kisses flow, I will disappear. Ah, then let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going. Should become a stranger, than everything I've ever had. There you go. A song about Scotland.
That is one of the nicest songs that, to me, that you've played on the air.
Well, thank you.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about how long you've been playing the guitar? And then we have a caller. They're waving to me. I saw. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, but do you want to take our caller and then you can tell us about your musical background?
Yeah, we got to catch them while they're on the line.
Yeah. Hi, we have Donna calling in from Groveland, Florida. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hey. How are you?
All right.
Donna, welcome. How's it going?
Great, great. And I wanted to chime in on the automatic cars.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just looking at the horizon because Rick and I ride motorcycles. So if they get the automatic trikes, then, you know, I'll be interested in it.
There you go.
Just a matter of time.
Donna's a biker.
Yeah.
Sweet. Donna, are you the Donna that was on the show last
week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you two share. Yeah, that's right. You have this same condition.
Great song. Excellent song.
Isn't he talented?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
So you ride on the back of your husband's motorcycle?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. We love it.
I've done that many times, but unfortunately, when I was younger, I'm not sure my friends were that responsible. So less likely I would do it now, you know?
Right. Yeah, you have to really trust the driver.
Yeah, I did some pretty crazy things at one time or another, so...
Yeah.
Since I've lived through them, I've decided to avoid many of them.
Right. Well, some stuff you do when you're young, and then you forget about it.
There you go.
Well, glad you're listening, Donna. That's very nice.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Dave plays around town. You know, he'll fill you in. But he has gigs all over town. If you ever want to go listen to him.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah, I managed to stay busy.
Oh, this guy's a pro.
Do you have a website or anything? Or
I try to typically post stuff up on Facebook. So
she doesn't do Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
That's okay. I'm going to find a way to get word to you one way or the other.
Well,
there, Donna. So
Lynn's got my email.
Yeah, I'll give you her email.
Oh yeah, I can certainly send you an email. But I do play around locally. So I'd love to meet you, even if it's not when I'm playing. Maybe we'll catch you at some function anyway.
Well, I don't know if you've ever done it, but I know the Lake Ridge Winery has a lot of music shows.
You know, there. I've wanted to play there. In fact, my sister lives, I think, less than a mile from the winery. They had a great big seafood festival here
exactly.
last...
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Just a couple days ago, I think.
Yeah, this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd like to do that. And one of these days, for sure, I'm gonna get around to doing it, but
awesome, wonderful.
That we'll be playing in your backyard, hopefully.
There you go. Well, thank you, Donna.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay. Take care, y'all.
All right. You too. Say hi to Rick.
Yep.
We're gonna work on those autonomous trikes for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah. All right. So, David, why don't you tell everybody if there are people tuning in the first time tonight, right, Michael? And new
there
listeners,
are some.
They don't know who you are.
It's true. You know, if you just woke up and you don't know what you're tuned to, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's true. Yep. I understand it's the bridge between the the sighted and the blind community.
Well, that's what we say. That's what we say. We're the bridge. Absolutely.
A rusty bridge, but we're still a bridge, nevertheless.
David, I just have to tell you one thing. Michael's taking a bath here in hand sanitizer
while
he's on the air.
Cleanliness is next to godliness, right?
Well, you got something against
me. Well, Brenda's laughing on the other side of the glass. So I wanted to tell David what Brenda's laughing.
What are you laughing about? Because I'm taking sanitizer.
Because you only need a little bit, Michael. A little dab will do
you. I like a bath with it.
Yeah.
There you go.
But anyway, Dave, not to interrupt. Tell everybody a little bit about
your jacket.
Quite all right.
How you learned the guitar.
The studio is so cold, it's ridiculous in here.
Well, we'll try to warm you up here in a little bit.
Okay.
Now, that's Lynn's job.
Yeah.
I've been playing for a long time.
What's a long time?
Well, let's see. I got my first guitar when I was 6. So I'm about 106 now. So that's about 100 years or thereabouts. So for a long time, anyway. No, I'm 56. So, 50 years. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. I know.
Almost as old as I am.
I didn't know you were that old.
I didn't even think there were guitars made back, but there were. It's true. At one time or another. So,
how did you learn if you couldn't read the music? Tell everybody.
Yeah, I learned. Actually, I knew for sure I wanted to have a guitar, not a ukulele, mm-hmm. even at 6 years old. I don't want to chicken out with four. I wanted the six strings, not four. So my parents got a guitar for me. I was very, very small. I was the same size as the guitar. And it was even a small guitar at that. But my mom actually bought a book and taught me the chords to a few songs anyway, taught me three or four chords, and she would just read it out of the book and tell me where to put my fingers. And so she was my first guitar teacher, and
wow.
Took some lessons after that time. But
and did she play?
She played a little bit of keyboard, a little bit of piano,
well,
and organ.
She taught you. That's amazing.
But
she
basically she read out of the book and mm-hmm. just followed the diagram. So that shows about anybody can. Do it, you know, got
no,
a beginner.
Not everybody. You have to have an apt for that.
Yeah, well, that's true. It does help. It'll make it a whole lot easier anyway. But so I knew for pretty early that I wanted to play music, and over the years I've played in bands and duos, and I do a lot of solo stuff here now around town, but also. Playing a jazz band and a rock band, and between all that, I managed to keeps me busy and off the streets. So that's
wow.
The,
who keeps track of all these gigs, Brenda?
She tries to. She does her best. Unfortunately, I'm not the best at telling her all the time. But no, she keeps a good calendar. But I've got a pretty good memory so far. And usually I do write it down just in case. But most of the time I remember them all because they're all good. I don't want to forget a gig, So, I mean, I love doing it. So, even though I'm officially retired from my day job, working at a lighthouse and done with office work, I hopefully never retire from music because that's not a job. That's a passion, something that I love. So
it's not a job done. If you love it, it's not a job.
And going to London in September.
Going to London. I'm gonna be playing in England in September, so
there
that should be a good time. The Queen requests my presence, you know. Okay. It's time for a break.
Saved by the
Take
bell.
Two for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack. World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living
living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with Dave Hildebrand. I'm here with my wife, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. I'm also here with our Jarrell Robinson, who's filling in for Chris Shaw.
Hey, how you doing?
And back there in the peanut gallery, you have Brenda. Brenda's here.
We're having fun in here.
And listen, folks,
like broke
for those who didn't call for trivia, shame. It's amazing. I'm saying shame on you.
Shame.
Because I'll tell you something. When that song, Dave and I said off the air, somebody would know it right away. That voice.
That was the trivia song that I picked, and I just can't believe people couldn't figure that out.
But the voice.
Maybe you knew, and you just didn't get around to dial on the phone.
I got news for you. I didn't know. I knew the song, but I didn't.
You didn't recognize the voice. Can you play that again? Just a short little thing again. Play it again, and I'm going to give Beverly a hint.
If you got a hint.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So now I see what he's saying. Yeah.
Yep.
Late 60s.
Yeah. And this guy is still around.
Let's put it this way.
But now music, too.
I'll give me some hints now. He was vice president of a record company. It was called Motown.
We're still taking
answers? He was the first artist that had Motown. He had the first hit record on Motown. And you still don't know who it is? 407-894-1680. Shame, you don't know who it is.
They just told me 1970.
I'm not talking, that's what he was. But
I know, but I was curious. Are we still taking answers?
I think
gave all these hints. Nobody's calling in. 407-894-1680.
Oh, it's
all right. So let's go
sad.
To the next. Why don't
it's
you just
sad.
Tell the
all
answer,
All right, I'll
Dave.
Give it the answer.
Let David, it's David's thing.
Okay, Dave, you give the answer.
Smokey. It is Smokey Robinson, my friend.
All right. Let's go to Robinson. Mine, and then David is going to play for us again. Yoo-hoo. All right, can we play mine, Mr. Robinson?
Are we doing another trivia? Trivia.
This is mine.
This is another trivia. 407-894-1680. Another trivia. Who's singing the song? Right, so who's singing the song?
407-894-1680. And who's this on the phone?
407-894-1680.
Oh, I bet I know. Oh, no, I thought it was another. This is a new caller, I think.
Who's singing the song? Who's on the line?
I wonder if this person's calling in for Dave's, but you already told the answer. Is this for mine? Oh, okay. Chris, you're calling in from where? Chris Atkins?
From Longwood, Florida.
Hello, Chris. I recognize that voice. That's Chris Sanka. Hey.
Oh, hi, Chris. Hey, it said Atkins.
How are you, Chris?
Good, and you?
Great, man.
Chris is the horticulturist expert. Horticulture expert.
Hey, he's an expert on a lot of things.
So are you an expert on my song?
Cool in the Gang.
Yay!
There you go.
Yay!
There you go. What did he win, Michael?
Cool in the Gang.
All righty.
From Longwood. How about Metro Diner?
Ooh.
They got some great food at Metro Diner. You been yet?
Yeah, they do.
You got to go there. If you haven't been, you got to go. It's great food.
Now, Chris.
Definitely.
Chris, I know you're... You worked very close with our dear friend Yvonne too, so
yes. You
certainly can testify. She was a wonderful, hard-working lady and a good friend of our family there.
We all loved Yvonne. She was family to us. Like you said, Dave, just so supportive and so terrific. And she would. You know, one of the interesting things with Yvonne is she would always call our clients and her church brothers and sisters on their birthday. That was her. One of the things that she did was if she knew you, she'd call you on your birthday. And I thought that was kind of special.
It's very special. I think that's awesome. I mean, it makes you feel really good that somebody's thinking about you. That
you take the time out of their schedule to remember.
Right.
Well, thanks for calling in, Chris.
I used to have such a good time with her because we both love to eat. We used to talk about that stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the big thing with Yvonne is that she went through the program, the ILS program. So she knows what it takes, and she knows that some days are going to be better than others. But she truly was the voice of encouragement. And
well, then...
And wouldn't let people give up.
It's exactly right. And because she's been through it, she had street credit from the beginning when people would come to the school very apprehensive
right.
about whether or not she could be, you know, that they should even be there. She was someone that went through everything. So her words of encouragement had a lot of value.
Right. It's like on a basketball team, if you're a player, you're gonna respect the coach if they had played before, you know, as opposed to someone that just read it in a book and is just telling you what plays to go through. She did it. She walked the walk and talked the talk. So
well, thank you for calling in,
Chris.
Thank
good
you.
To,
I,
good to hear from you, man.
Glad
appreciate
you won.
It.
Sure do appreciate it.
And
everybody.
Hang on, we're gonna need your address, so Brenda will take your address. Okay, so hang on, Chris.
I might go out to eat with you, man.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
All righty. So we'll say goodbye, and they'll take your address. As far as ILS, I assume you're saying independent living skills.
Yeah, and I hate when people do that too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, independent living skills.
Anywhere in the country, Dave. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That it teaches you the first basic class that a lot of people would take when they come to Lighthouse or any other vision rehabilitation type school. Teaches you the basics, especially when people are an adult and have just lost their vision. Teaches you the basics around the house.
Michael, you know about that.
How to
the cane,
cook,
they taught you.
Clean, using the cane to get around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes people have totally lost their vision, how to dial a phone. Sometimes just real basic things that people take for granted, they can help you to be able to do so you can be independent. And most people want to be. They just don't. Sometimes you don't realize that it's possible.
Let's
and
stay right
it
there.
Is.
Stay right there, Dave. Stay right there. I want to talk about this right now. Very important. There's two words I want you to think about. One word is can't, and the other word is can. Now, if you think about which word is easier, that's can't. I can't do it. That's easy. The minute you say, I can do it, I'm going to try to do it, well, that becomes difficult. Most people give up. And I have to say this way, and I admit it. A lot of times Lynn says to me, do this, do that. And I say, I can't. And she's, well.
It's not that you can't. You don't want to.
Right.
Well, that's what we're talking about. The same words. I can't.
Well, no. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. It's either can or can't.
Well, here's
the
difference.
So if you don't want to do it, that's the same goes on there. I can't.
What, David?
See, to me, the word can't is connected with the word impossible. When you can't do something, it means you are physically or mentally not able to do it. Being blind, there are a couple things that we can't do.
Other than drive a car.
We cannot drive a car.
That's it.
A couple minor things. A patient's not going to trust me to do brain surgery on them, you know? But there are most things we can do. And truthfully, a lot of people that have just lost their vision just don't realize what is possible. So, you know, and it's understandable.
Here's the difference. You've been blind pretty much all your whole life, right?
Right.
I'm not.
True.
So I cop out a lot. And I'll say, I can't do it. And my wife, she'll push me to do something.
Because she knows you can do it.
Well, there's certain...
Because I'll take the easy way out.
Certain things, like I'll say, just feel the shape. I mean, he knows the shape of a certain bottle, let's say, in the refrigerator. Or I'll say, use your nose. I mean, he'll say, well, what is this? You can smell tuna fish. You know it's tuna fish. There's some obvious things that, yeah, we are.
But most people...
Say, you can do this, Michael.
And most people will say, I can't do it. That's even before they try it. They'll say, I can't. So the word...
App on the phone.
What?
What's that?
Or use an app or on the phone or the people that you call that have
yep,
eyesight.
Exactly. Yeah. People that are blind that don't realize some tools that you can use that are so easy with just a little bit of training.
Yeah, but let's go back. Stay right there for a minute.
Someone was trying to show that to Michael.
But the point
other day.
Is very simple.
You got 3 minutes, Michael.
I'll take most of the time... I need a push. And I think I'm not different than most people listening to this show right now. I can't do it. So I'll say, I can't do it. And I don't care what we're talking about. Now, that's laziness. Like you say, to say I can't drive a car, okay, that's a definite. But I'm talking a lot of things I can do. For instance, now I can use the microwave. I used to say I can't do it. Now I can do it.
But here, part of it is that a lot of people, especially when they first lose their vision, they may not even know someone that's blind or that anyone that's gone through it or low vision.
So
they don't necessarily know what the possibilities are. And that is the great thing with Lighthouse or other organizations, wherever you happen to be, that can show you the possibilities. At least independent living skills, ILS class, will get your feet wet to get an idea of what you can do. And no one's going to force you to do stuff you don't want to do, but it'll let you know the things that are possible.
David, and one of the things we've said before, and I'll say it again, that if you don't know what organization is in your area, that Lighthouse Central Florida has already told us that they welcome your call and they'll steer you in the right direction.
Exactly.
So just call 407-898-2483.
Or the Division of Blind Services in your area.
Yeah.
Every area in the country has a Division of Blind Services, a state organization. Very easy. You can pick up your phone and dial 411 and they'll
just
be able
ask.
To push in contact.
Yeah, I'm sure
but let's put it this way.
We have 1 minute to
Most people, and I'm not much different, will say, I can't do something. Okay? But over the time that I've been blind, I've learned more and more to say, I can do it. I'm going to try to do it. But people have pushed me. My buddy Gary Sinclair, I've told me many times about memory, the word memory. I never thought about memory before. Who thinks about, when you're sighted, you don't think about memory, where you left this, you left that, or whatever it may be. But now you start thinking about things, about memory. So there's a lot of things different for those people who are blinded late in life, different than people that have been blind all your life.
We're going to go to break now, Michael. And when we come back, I think we'll have Dave play one more song before we go off the air.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. And if you want to call in, discuss what I'm talking about, please do. 407-894-1680.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com.
Mention that you heard.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
We're back. This is your host, Michael. And before we go off the air, I'm going to turn it over to David.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Before we go off the air, I'm going to turn it over to David. He's going to sing on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn, you want to say something about next week's show?
Yeah, and I'll have music in the background. How cool is that?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Boy, this show went fast, David, didn't it?
In my it did.
Head. It was a very nice show.
Flew by.
But I just wanted to remind everybody, same time, same place next week, co-host Gary Sinclair will be in the house, and we will be going on the air live in St. Louis next Sunday. And guess what? It will be Easter, but we will be here, and April Fool's Day. So there, the joke's on you. We will be here.
You'll be able to hear us.
We could record it ahead of time and then no one will know.
Yeah, that
could,
right.
that could be the April Fool's joke.
A 50,000-watt radio station out of St. Louis. We're also on FM mm-hmm. in that area. I will be on in Kansas, Oklahoma.
Should be a nice
Arkansas,
show.
Arkansas, and Missouri.
I think I'll bring some Easter candy.
David,
you won't get
take
any,
us on out.
Brenda.
Take care, folks.
Thank you, Jarrell.
David, take it on.
Don't us
out.
Love me.
She thank you, Brenda.
My automobile.
This is for the Uber cars.
Well, she don't love me. She loved my automobile, yeah. All she do anything to climb behind her wheel. Now, what's it gonna take for you to tear the top on down? Now, tell me, what's it gonna take for you to tear that top on down? Well, we find a pretty baby in the woods at the outskirts of town. she don't love me, she love my automobile, yeah. Well, she don't love me, she love my automobile. And now she'll do anything just to climb behind that wheel. So long, everybody. Check us out on the web, Blind and Beyond, radioshow.org. And be sure to stick around for the shows coming up here on WOKB. We'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got